The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Not only is NASA planning to go to Mars, it's planning to go in the other direction as well.
I like to call it the coolest, hottest mission under the sun.
More after this. In 2018, NASA is planning to launch the first ever visit to an actual star, and that star is our own sun.
We're 50 years into the space age. We've visited the planets, we've visited comets and asteroids, but we've never had a close encounter with the sun, which is the most important object in the solar system.
It's called the Parker Solar Probe, named for astrophysicist Eugene Parker, the man who first predicted the existence of the solar wind. And CBS News contributor Michio Kaku says part of the mission is to analyze its potential effects.
The solar winds, which can damage our satellites, injure astronauts, even endanger a mission to Mars, wipe out power plants on the planet Earth.
Scientist Nikki Fox helped to map out the mission, which will send the probe whipping around Venus to gain speed.
We will be moving at about 430,000 miles an hour. That's about 118 miles a second. Wouldn't you all enjoy your morning commute at that speed?
In this case, the commute involves 24 close flybys of the sun coming within 4 million miles of the surface, where the sun would appear to be 23 times as large as it does from Earth, close enough to solve the mystery of the sun's outer atmosphere. But I can't do it justice. Let's go to the official NASA trailer.
The sun's surface is hot, at temperatures exceeding 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But the real surprise is its atmosphere is even hotter. 300 times hotter. Today, our technology will let us achieve our dreams to reveal the secrets of the corona, humanity's first mission to touch the sun.
Coming next summer to a launch pad near you. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.